Now let's study the wonderful text, Lesson 33, A Day to Remember. You'd better recite the whole text.
那么这篇优秀的文章，同学们最好能够全文背诵。
A Day to Remember,
难忘的一天。
Please open your textbooks at page 154. Read with me the following words aloud. Prelude, prelude. Unforeseen, unforeseen. Series, series. Catastrophe, catastrophe. Crockery, crockery. Sabbath, sabbath. Collide, collide. Learner, learner. Panic.Panic, windscreen, windscreen, alongside, alongside, slide, slate, slate, stray, confusion, confusion, greedily, greedily, devour, devour. Now let's study how to use the important words. First, prelude, prelude.
常和介词 to 搭配，表示什么的前奏。
A prelude to serious trouble，
麻烦的前奏。OK， 我们同时要大家注意
introduction，
导言序论
，introduction to the book，preface
序前言
，preface，forward
序
，forward。
那么这几个词汇都是和介词 to 搭配的用法。
Now read with me aloud. Prelude, introduction. Preface, foreword.
Okay, now let's learn how to use the important word.
Unforeseen. This is adjective in tennis,
意料之外的。
At first, we should learn how to use the transitive verb. Foresee. Foresee, it means...See beforehand or in advance.
预见预知
For example, I foresee a bright future for you. Foresee. Foreseeable.
日记加后缀 able, 可预见的
Foreseen.
意料之中的加否定前缀 un, unforeseen. 意料之外的
The most important thing is how to use foretell, predict, forecast.
Foretell, 这是一个普通用词，预言，主语是人和物都可以。但如果我们运用 predict, 预言、预示，语气要 foretell, 要强烈的多，主语必须是人。
For example, he predicted that it would happen in 10 years. Forecast,
预测、预报，主要是天气预报。
Now translate a sentence.
瑞雪兆丰年。那么这句话应该如何去表达呢？预言预示着。
Timely snow foretells a bumper harvest.
Timely snow 做主语只能运用动词 foretell 而不能运用 predict.
Now please read with me the four words here. Foresee, foretell, forecast, predict. Now next word, series. Series,
系列。注意这个词的单复数形式同形。
A series of
是常见的搭配短语。
A series of.For example,
我们取得了一连串的大丰收。
We've got a series of good harvest. A series of good harvest.
下面我们要区分几个词汇，注意不同词汇的不同用法。
First, chain.
Chain, 连锁、连串，主要是一系列密切相关的事情。一系列
a chain of.
For example, 系列的反应
a series of reaction or a chain of reaction. Got it.
连锁店 chain store. 连锁反应 chain reaction。 吸烟很严重的人 chain smoker。
The second word succession, succession, succession。
它侧重着时间的顺序。
For example,
一系列的失败
a succession of failures。
他强调时间的连续没有间隔开
a succession of failures。
那么如果说我们取得了一个成功又一个成功
we've got a succession of successes。
The third
string,
string,
string，
连续不断相似的事件，一连串的汽车
a string of cars。
The fourth
twin，
一个接一个连续发生的事儿。
So
思路，一个个的想法
A train of thoughts
or a train of ideas,
right?
So you must pay more attention to the usage of the following words: series, chain, succession, string, train。那么这些表达方式我们都可以翻译为一系列。
OK, next word, catastrophe.
Catastrophe, 大祸灾难，这个词是强调严重的波及范围比较广的灾难。
For example,
worldwide catastrophe. Worldwide catastrophe, 世界范围的灾难。 National catastrophe, 波及全国的灾难。
而 disaster,
D-I-S-A-S-T-R, disaster, 灾难不幸，它的语气比 catastrophe 要弱得多，说明灾难不幸的程度是可以估量的。同时我们要是大家掌握住 calamity, C-A-L-A-M-I-T-Y, calamity, 灾害不幸事件，那么它主要指令人痛心的个人或社会的损失，往往只产生持久的广泛忧伤痛苦。
So, 自然灾害 Natural calamity。
OK, wait, I've made three words here. Catastrophe, disaster, calamity. OK, next word, panic.
Panic is noun, uncontrollable, quickly spreading fear or terror.
So according to what I'm talking about, we know panic means, in Chinese, 惊慌.
First, please remember, get into a panic.
陷入惊慌之中, get into a panic.
For example,
He suddenly got into a panic and stopped his car. 突然惊慌失措而把车停住了。
Second, please remember, be struck with panic.
Be struck with panic or be seized with panic. 惊慌失措。他突然感到惊慌失措。
He was seized with panic.
Panic.惊慌，茫然不知所措，而 terror 惊骇， horror 恐惧， fright 害怕， alarm A-L-A-R-M 惊恐。
Now read it, the words terror, horror, fright, alarm, panic.
Okay, next word
fury.
This is an adjective and interesting word. 既是一个形容词，也是一个不及物动词。In Chinese, 迷失、离群。
So it means lost.
作为不及物动词，经常和 from 搭配沿用。
The dog strayed from home.
The dog strayed from home.
Got it?
Okay, next important word, confusion. Confusion in Chinese, 混乱。So condition in order.Condition out of order, In fact, we should say, in order,
秩序井然
out of order,
混乱
So confusion means the condition out of order. Or chaos, got it?
陷入混乱状态 fall into
confusion.